till midnight on 6PR. This is Perth Tonight with Chris Elsley.
The wonderful world of social media. People do things. Somebody takes a picture with their camera. It goes online. Then suddenly it just goes wild. The term when it goes wild, by the way, is called viral. Young crew are really familiar. This was a scene fairly recently on a Perth-bound train.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to contribute to this train ride by saying thank you. Thank you for waking up so early this morning on this cold, wintry morning. Thank you for deciding to come out of your warm, cozy homes to make your way to work. Thank you for working to provide for your families, for your friends, for your futures. And so I warmly invite you to sing along to this magical song, because it's not what we have, it's what we enjoy that brings happiness.
And there was a nice little intro, and I thought, oh, we go into a song which we'll get into in a little while. Mm-hmm. But the voice you heard belongs to this man who we've dragged into the studio with us this evening. Hi, Peter.
Hello, Chris, and hello, Perth.
And you also have your female partner or accompanist?
Accompanist, yes.
Yeah. Jay, welcome along.
Thank you.
And what's your involvement with this? Because we hear Peter talking, we see him stand up in the... How are you involved in all of this?
Yeah, sure. Well, on this one in particular, I was just doing more of behind the scenes and actually just setting up. But it depends on the actual social experiment and some of the workshops that we host as well. So co-pilot after Pete.
Social experiment? Oh, this has got my interest.
Yeah.
Peter, what social experiment are you carrying out here? I must say, before you go any further, I believe that this was 10 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
On a Monday morning,
that's right.
On a Perth-bound train.
Yep.
In some respects, mate, I reckon you're lucky no one stood up and said, shut up, it's Monday.
That's right.
Why you did it, wasn't it?
Well, I'd actually seen my mother going to... She used to work at PMH, and she used to do all sorts of ungodly hours, waking up really early, and especially in those wintry mornings... I could see Mum getting out of bed, and it never gets any easier when that alarm goes off and when it's still, you know, dark outside to actually go to work. So I thought it'd be a great opportunity to actually say thank you to these people, to recognise these people who wake up so early every single morning to work, to provide for their families and for their futures, you know. And so that's part of the inspiration behind the work, is that we wanted to say thank you to these people, because sometimes we forget about the recognition.
You stand amongst a bunch of strangers. I dare say there might have been one or two people you had there who you knew who'd gone with you, but the vast majority of these people, you didn't know them.
Mm-hmm.
You stand up, you go, hi, guys. Oh, and your nice little intro piece there, and then you go on to say that we're going to sing a song. I'll play a little snippet of that shortly.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking a bit of a gamble because you don't really know how people are going to react. I mean, I get the whole social experiment that Jay alluded to, but it's a hell of a practical experiment to do with no real backup, is it?
That's right. Well, we did have lyrics and we printed them off onto pieces of paper. And this is a bit of a safety there. You know, if you give people lyrics, it's kind of like, okay, well, I can't play the card of not knowing the lyrics because here they are right in front of me. And we also had a ukulele player come on board. So I think...
His name wasn't John Lewis, was it?
No, it wasn't John Lewis.
Okay.
No. But he's quite well respected here in the ukulele scene. And, you know, the more elements of preparation and professionalism that you can bring... the more, you know, open to receiving and giving it a go, I find the Australian people can be.
It's quite amazing. This is part of what happened when they said, hey, let's sing Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Where troubles melt like lemon drops, high above the chimney tops, that's where.
Something tells me it was never going to win a Grammy Award, but probably was going to win the Fun Award.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, that's the beauty of it, I think. Mm. And that's we don't want to create a sense of separation. Singing is something that can be enjoyed by all, young, old, whoever. And that's part of our message, is that it's participatory. It's an experience that feels good when you do it.
Mm.
So it's not about us looking like professionals and like, wow, look at how well-polished they are. Look at how perfect they are, because I think much of society is about perfection.
Mm.
And, you know, Australian Idol is also about perfection.
This was about having fun.
That's right.
I think when people step through those boundaries of, needing to take on courage and pushing their own boundaries, they always walk away feeling more empowered as well. And that's what we really want to do, is empower people with that self-expression.
I suppose the old adage would be, what was in it for you? I noticed, and we went through all the videos, there was no one passing around a hat saying, please give to these buskers or anything like that. So I can't see you were making a quid out of it. What was in it for you?
It's incredibly uplifting as an experience, and what we were able to get from it was a message.
And the message was?
Message was, you know, beyond our differences, there is love and humanity. All those little differences that maybe separate us here on this train, feeling like we're different people and that we have nothing to relate to, we share in this moment of singing, of rejoicing. Mm. And in that moment, we recognise and we realise we're all connected.
Mm. There's a real sense of community as well.
Did it surprise you? Did you at any time think to yourself, yeah, we're going to try this, but somebody may go, oh, shut up and sit down, and that would have been the end of it?
Yeah, that always crosses my mind.
Did you consider that possibility?
It always crosses our minds when we do this stuff. But then you think about the potential of what this work can provide humanity, what this work can provide other people as like a learning experience as to the untapped potential of every single moment of every single day.
What's really driving you? I notice both of you have used the word humanity a lot. I guess I'm talking to a couple of humanitarians by nature.
Yeah, I guess in some regards.
Most definitely. Yeah. I mean, we're certainly not a religious group or related to any kind of cult or anything like that. We're straight humanitarian, and that's part of what all of our work is pointing towards, is finding those common threads of humanity and how can we bring them out in public situations.
You're also artistic. I mean, I get the bit that you probably don't mind doing a little bit in public, because you have to have a certain bit of that showbizzy flair. Most people, if you said to somebody, look, stand up on this train and offer to get people to sing this song, most people would turn around, they'd do what I said. I'm absolutely sure they'd say, hang on a second, you know, some big bruiser's going to get up and smack me in the chops, or someone else is going to tell me to sit down or something. And those sort of things would obviously have to run through your mind. You believe in circumstances like this, you can always get past that.
I think if you lead with your heart and if you have good intentions and you bow down with respect to everybody else, then generally people are quite quick to pick up on that. There's a stark difference between someone trying to take something from you and someone trying to give something to you.
And also a difference between us performing and trying to get people involved. Like, we're not – it's interesting that you say that, yeah, we've got that artistic background, but we're also not just performers.
No,
you know?
No, clearly the performance really came from the people. The whole show was about the fact that all of the people on the train at that particular moment decided to participate with you. That was clearly what happened. You almost, once that happened, you almost became secondary, didn't you?
And I think it was a good idea, because my voice is pretty shocking.
Did you want to be glad I wasn't on that train?
I was glad that the community stepped up, because if it was just my voice, it would be another story, it would be another video.
Were you really surprised it went viral? This one went viral. I noticed it's also appeared, it's been talked about in New York, it's appeared on many of the major news sites around the world. Were you surprised about that, or were you kind of hoping that might happen?
I mean, we have released a few viral videos before, so we're no stranger to virality. And it's not
our... Not to be confused with virality, right? Virality.
Yeah. Virality.
Okay, just checking.
That's fair enough. We've got a bit of experience working with these ideas, and really it's all about the distribution of the message. And if you've got something beautiful to show the world, and if it has never been done before, then generally people love to share around.
Well, I noticed I was doing a little bit more research into you, and I found out that you're also involved with the Future of Liberators. Now, before we think that this is some sort of new age group that wants to overthrow the world, nothing like that at all. Evidently, it would seem that you're going, maybe you're modern day hippies, I don't know, you're looking for the most loving city in Europe.
That's right. So we've...
Most would say, well, isn't that Paris?
Right. But then the English would probably contradict that and say, well, no. You haven't been here yet. Let me show you what happens on the streets of London. So, you know, we've done these experiments here in Perth, and we've also done them in Barcelona before.
Yep.
And to great success, to be honest with you. Every single time that we've done this, there's been smiles of gratitude, and there's been, you know, loving, authentic happiness streaming from the people and from ourselves as well when we participate. But the question is it really global?
Mm. And that's what you're going to find out.
Yeah, and I mean, we've got so much positive feedback from around the world. As you said, like there's New York, Europe, Asia, everywhere kind of wants to be involved and have been asking us, you know, when are you coming here? When are you coming here? Like, we want to do a train party or singing on the train or all these different social experiments that we do. So, yeah, we're just providing people that opportunity. And we want to work with the locals to actually empower them so that we're creating leaders in those cities. So it's not just us all the time.
How do you hope to do that?
Well, we've actually teamed up with an organisation called Morning Gloryville. And what they do is they start morning parties on Wednesday mornings without drugs or alcohol as a way to pep up the people before they go to work.
Yep.
And they've started their own movement over there in Europe, dancing and singing in the morning as a way to get ready. Instead of, you know, a yoga session or aerobic session, they have a party, a dance party. And we've collaborated with them. They love what we do and we love what they do. So they're going to connect us with people in each of those cities that we're going to visit.
Yes.
So that we can create a train party. We can do an eye contact experiment, which involves sitting in a very busy public space, like in a Trafalgar Square in London, with a question that says, where has the human connection gone? Share 1 minute's eye contact to find out.
Wow. That could be really interesting. Because some people find eye contact quite threatening.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I remember being in Sydney and being told when I was walking down certain parts of Sydney, oh, you'll be fine. Don't make eye contact with anyone. If you make eye contact with them, you'll have trouble. So whatever you do, don't make eye contact with them. And that was a warning that was given to me by a shopkeeper, so it's quite interesting. Mm-hmm. Guys, it's been terrific having you, and good luck with your European adventures.
Thank you.
I thought we might finish up by playing how the song that went viral finished up. And once again, thanks heaps for coming in.
Dream.